Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was pointed out to me by someone who listens to the show that you're not allowed, I'm not allowed, to record and put out an episode that said, the title was, I Died a Little Bit, and then not put out another episode for a long, long time. They were like, what are you doing? You can't put out there that you died a little bit and then disappear. It's not right. It's not fair. I mean, you know, like all your silly characters, they haven't even been on the show with you in, you know, who knows how long, who knows how many episodes. Is this whole thing just falling apart, or what? Like, what is even going on?
Let me tell you what is going on. Hello, everybody. It's me, Aloysius J. Pig.
Hey, I've missed you. It's good to see you and hear you and see you. Hi.
Hi. Okay, here's the thing, Bumpica. And everybody, I'm just going to pull the curtain back a little bit. Bump, we've seen each other, okay? You know, we had a whole plan with the show, you know, where's Bumpica? You know, we've done it a few times, I guess. But this was a little bit different, you know? And then, so me and Rufus and producer, we got together. And we're talking, you know, and we're like, all right, Bumpica, you're going to go over there. We're going to record our own episodes. And then you'll come in and you'll do yours and back and forth until it gets closer and closer and more confusing. And then it would culminate, I believe, the word.
Yeah, I believe that's the word that we used when we were kind of building out a schedule. It's kind of a little bit of a skeleton idea of a template of what we were trying to think about doing. Is, you know, sow a little confusion,
yes.
Have a little fun. Where, you know, he's Natty's, where's everybody?
Yeah.
And we're like, where's Natty? And back and forth, and you know how we do. And then it was something, I don't know, so we hadn't really figured it out because, you know, we like to play it off the cuff a little bit, but you know it was going to be funny. That I can guarantee you.
Well, I mean, if not funny, then at least ridiculous. I think that's the one thing that this podcast can always guarantee that it's going to deliver. I was recently at a meeting for a bunch of radio people, and we were talking about the different stuff, and somebody was nervous. They were like, oh, I don't know what to put out. I don't know what to make. What will people think? And I kind of raised my hand, and I was like, hey, I've been doing a podcast for a million years at this point. You should listen to it, and it will immediately assuage any fears that you may have about recording something or doing something or structure or, you know, desire to be good. And, you know, any of these things, you listen to this podcast and you're immediately like, well, I can't be worse than that.
Well, yes, Natty, I hope that you're referring to not really the show production, because I am the producer, and it makes me kind of nervous. You know, when you're saying, oh, it's a bad show, oh, it's unlistenable, oh, everybody doesn't like it, like no one has ever made it through an entire episode. Like, you know what I'm saying, but well, it hurts in my feelings just a little bit.
Well, I got stuck there for a second. I agree, producer. You know, I've heard people say things like, this podcast is unlistenable. It's unattractive, ungood is a word that I had. And I said, I'm not even sure if that is a word that you're using. I've heard people say it's despicable, which I don't know if I agree with one bit. I've heard people say a lot of things.
Hold on, I too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, I listen. I got my ears to the street so that I can hear the beats of what everybody's saying. If it's nice or if it's sweet. If it ain't, that's okay. I'm just sorry. Sometimes I bust into rhymes. I do that. That's what I do. But, like, I've heard people say that they'd rather go to the upside-down dentist than listen to the show, which I didn't even know an upside dentist was a thing. But it does. I guess it might be easier to get to the teeth that are on the top. Like, I never understand when the dentist is in there and they're cleaning and cleaning. You know, it's going to be easier to hit the teeth on the bottom. So why don't they just, like, flip your chair upside down and then they can clean the top ones as if they were the bottom ones?
Yeah.
And you know, I think it would just be a better situation.
I agree. I don't agree. Well, hold on. I don't agree with all of the mean things that you were all saying, that other people were saying about the podcast. That I do not agree with. But I do like your idea about the upside down dentist. I think problem being it might make people uncomfortable or dizzy if they're flipped upside down. So that's going to be an issue that we'll have to work through. But I think, you know, just for a basic idea, just for the beginning of an idea, Rufus, if you could possibly go and file the paperwork, I think that this is probably going to be our bazillion-dollar idea.
Yeah, well, Nettie, you know what? For once, I actually agree with you. Like, I didn't agree with the whole shenanigans of disappearing and then, you know, that, because it's been done before and done much better, if I may say so myself. But what I do agree with you on, of course, is the prospect, is the idea, is the inclination of making a little bit of a donation into my wallet. That's a cash donation, if you catch my drift. So I'm just going to scoot on out of here. It was fun talking with everybody, and I'm going to make my way to my office, and well, I got the papers, and I'm going to file the papers. And, well, you know, hopefully we'll hear the cash register start jingling. And
hold on.
All right, then.
Oh, okay. You know what's always strange to me? Thanks, Rufus. Just, if you want to go, you can just really, you can stand up and walk out of the room. No, I don't know if anyone's really even going to notice. I know, I get it. It's polite to tell everybody, but he left the podcast like he was leaving a voicemail. Like, he just kind of like, all right, I guess I'll be seeing you soon. You know, that kind of thing. I guess that's part of his hospitality or whatever it is. Anyway, all right, yeah, go file those papers, buddy. We're going to do this. This is, we haven't done a podcast episode in a long time, and it seems like pretty soon we ain't going to even need to. We ain't going to have time to do it because we're going to be diving into our pool of upside dentist money. Can't wait. Oh, boy. Money, money, money.
Aloysius, like, I do think it's a good idea, and I think maybe I did this too, and I apologize to everyone who's listening. We don't do things just for money. Money is not the end all be all, okay? Like, I think a lot of people might be helped by the upside dentist. I think, you know, it's going to do some good in the world. And, you know, we're not completely driven by money. Like, the other day, I had a show, and I've been having so many shows lately. I figured it out. I've had 8 shows in the last 2 weeks. That's a lot of shows, and it's phenomenal, and I love it, and it's wonderful. And I hope that it continues, because I've been having a really good time. Well, I had a really good time at, let me think, the first 4 shows were all wonderful. The next 2 shows, they hurt me. They made me feel pain because I didn't connect with the crowd. And so that's kind of my fault. Also, the first one, I had gone out to eat right before the show, and had eaten a stack of pancakes. I really have been loving pancakes lately. Don't know what it is about the pancakes, but they're just so good, and they're everything that my little body wants. But I learned very quickly and very real, do not eat a giant stack of pancakes before trying to go on stage at a big show and try to entertain people, because all your body's going to be doing is trying to metabolize and trying to just absorb the brick of batter that you have put inside yourself. And not even that, not even just the brick of batter, but there's also all the sugar from the syrup. And just come on. I started to go into a, not a sugar coma, but I could feel myself nodding off. I sort of fall asleep a little, and I was like, I gotta go get me a Coke. And so I had to go down, and when I went down, I found out this venue, this place, there were 60 steps. There were like several stairwells for me to get from where the show was down to the concession bar, and then on the way back up, well, on the way down, I noticed, I was just like, this is insane. How many steps is this? And so on the way up, I counted them, and it was 60. And, you know, I like to, a lot of times, try to talk about things that are happening right there. Try to talk about things that are in the room. It makes my brain happy. And it helps me to get into material. And that night, I tried to do that, and I think I started my set off, and I was just like, 60 steps? You know, we're going to have to carry you back down. I don't know. It was silly. 60 steps, I kept saying. No one. They didn't care. They were like, why are you counting steps? Who are you? The head step counter?
I'm just amazed that you were able to count the steps. This is count to 60. That's more than I ever assumed. I don't know you in math, but it's more than I thought that you'd be able to count.
Yeah, me too, Bumpaka. You just got zinged by a frog named a producer. How does that feel anyway? But who cares about this story? You were telling us about how you had fun at a show. Why are you telling us about the bad show? Get over the bad show. Talk about the fun show. It makes more sense, right?
Okay. Yes, fine. But it's a weird thing because with comedy, I mean, a lot of things in life, I try not to focus on the highs and I try not to focus on the lows because I don't have super control over which one is happening wherever. Well, maybe I do. If I just am funnier and nicer and people like me more, then no, hold on. So I did a show the other day. And sometimes I was just walking around the room and I was just writing down keywords, like weird things that I saw, whatever. And when I got on stage, from the second I started talking, from the get-go, there was just no material. There was just that stuff bouncing off of this, off of that, talking to these people, going over to those people. And like, I had people coming up, they were like, I couldn't breathe. I was just like, whoa, I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. You know, and people are like, you made me cry. And I was like, I don't want you to cry. I want you to have a good time. So I guess that's good, right?
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.